Hare Krishna Japa, Increasing Taste and Concentration, Technique Number 10, Meaning Meditations Technique. This is part number 6, Sri Jiva Goswami's Conception of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Again, this is another yuga conception of Radha and Krishna together in the Maha Mantra. Hare, the enchanting beauty of Sri Krishna Chandra, steals the minds of everyone. But Hare, Hara, Shrimati Radhika, captivates the mind of Shyam with her alluring, matchless cleverness. Therefore, Radha is known as Hara or Hare in the vocative case. Krishna, by Krishna's youthful beauty and the sweet sound of his murali, Sri Krishna, adorned with the most charming qualities, attracts Shrimati Radhika. Therefore, he is known as Krishna. Hare, the exalted devotees say that Krishna once kidnapped, stole, and took away doe-eyed Radhika and took her into a secluded kunja near the Ras Mandala. And because of this, Radhika is known as Hara or Hare, one who is stolen or kidnapped by Krishna. Krishna, when Krishna sports with Radhika, the splendid dark blue effulgence emanating from his beautiful limbs and body makes shiny gold appear dark blue like sapphires. Therefore, he is known as Krishna. His radiance completely envelops and covers Radharani's golden form. Krishna, to fulfill the desires of Radhika, Shri Hari manifested Shyam Kund near Govardhan, and then drew and pulled and attracted all the holy places in the world to come there. Because of this, the learned ones who know this secret call him Krishna, the attractor. Krishna, although Krishna bewilders the world with his pastimes in the kunjas beside Yamunaji, Sri Hari is totally attracted, drawn to, and enthralled by the unparalleled love of Shrimati Radhika. For this reason, intellectuals call him Krishna, because he is hopelessly and helplessly and completely attracted to Radhika. Hare, when Krishna killed the Arista demon, Sri Radha loudly chanted, Hari, Hari! And because of this Leela, she is now known as Hara, or Hare. Hare, due to excessive love for Shyam, Sri Radhika sometimes loudly sings Krishna Leela, and other times Radha sings in soft, indistinct tones. Hare, 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 Hare. Thus, learned Rasikas call Radharani Hara, or Hari in the vocative. Hare, when intense ecstasies overwhelm Krishna, he sometimes drops his flute in the Brajavan, and then Radhika immediately snatches the flute and steals it away from him. Thus she is known as Hara or Hari. Ram. Sri Krishna is known as Ram because he enjoys Raman with Radhika in the Giriraj Kunjas and secret kunjas of Govardhan Hill. Hari. The most merciful Sri Radha destroys Hati, Hati Hari, the miseries of her devotees, and she gives them inner joy, Rati. Thus, Radha is called Hara, Hare. So in this beautiful meaning by Sri Jiva Goswami, he takes Hare, he breaks it in two syllables, Ha, which means Hati, to destroy or to kill, means Hara, Radharani, destroys the miseries and agony and unhappiness of her devotees. And then the Re, Hare, means Ra, he takes a Hara, means Rati, which means inner joy, divine bhava. So Hara means Hati Rati or Radharani. Ram, the minds of devotees who worship Krishna always float in the topmost ocean of Raman, bliss. Ramante Ananta. Thus that beautiful dark blue form of Krishna is called Ram, who submerges the minds of his devotees in an ocean of Raman or divine delightful bliss. Ram, Sri Radha, pleases Sri Hari in the flower cottages with her unprecedented love. Because Krishna gives unlimited pleasure to Radha during these confidential Kunja Leelas, he is known as Ram or Raman Bihari. Ram, seeing the Brijvasis crying loudly in fear of the forest fire, Sri Krishna effortlessly swallowed it. And for this reason, Krishna is known as Ram, because he always pleases and satisfies Raman, the Brijvasis, by rescuing them. And he also always arranges for his devotees to enjoy with him. Raman Vihari Shamaki Hare. Sri Krishna went to Mathura to kill the evil King Kans and other miscreant atheists and Pashandis. By Radha's desire to enjoy intimate pastimes with Krishna, Sri Radhika brought Krishna back to Vrindavan. Thus Radhika is known as Hara, one who takes away or steals or takes away Krishna from Mathura and brings him back to Vrindavan. Hare. And when Sri Krishna Hari came back to Vrindavan, he took away and stole and removed all the sufferings of the Brijvasis underwent in his separation. Thus he is known as Hari or Hare in the vocative, because he completely steals and captivates Radhika's mind by his wonderful pastimes with her that he performed at that time when he returned to Vrindavan after going to Mathura. Thus ends the most rustic and beautiful Radha Govinda Yuga conception of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which while chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one can hear this audio, close his eyes, and as he chants Hare, he can meditate on this, or even pause his audio recording, or put it on endless loop, and over again he can hear this beautiful meaning by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, who is Vilas Mandri in Braja, Radharani's intimate, most confidential Ashtamanjari, Sri Vilas Mandri. Most beautiful meaning meditation for the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is absolutely necessary and required to mix the meaning of the holy name given by the Acharyas with the holy name and with our Hare Krishna Japa when we're chanting our rounds and when we're chanting Hare Krishna Japa. Then we will attain success in japa, perfection in japa, we'll become very concentrated in japa, and experience a wonderful, divine, satisfying, and sweet, sublime, blissful taste in chanting Hare Krishna Japa. Thus concludes part 6, Sri Jiva Goswami's Meaning of the Holy Name.